You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Welcome back, friends, and thank you for joining us for these 40 days that we're setting apart every single day to seek God out through the scriptures. Well, as I shared in the first episode of this series, I've invited some of my friends to come in and share what's on their heart, what verses are encouraging them, and what they're hearing from the Lord. Today is one of those days, so I hope that you find a quiet place, sit back, and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Thanks for being here.
Hello, my name is Daris, and during this time when we are spending these days reflecting, these 40 days reflecting on God and just resting in His Word and who He is and what He means to us, I think of another scripture found in Psalm 119:32, and it reads, "I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart." Lisa, our fearless leader, that's Faith with Friends, she sent me this verse many years ago when I was running, and I am a runner. I've run from 5Ks, from milers, all the way up to full marathons and combinations up to 48, almost 50 miles. And so this verse is very significant to me in my life. "I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart." And from November to April, that's the season in which I run the most. In fact, I'm going to run my last race coming up next week, but it's really the most wonderful time of the year for me. But there's so much that goes into that preparation for that season. November through April, there's clothes, there's shoes, there's gear. There's so much training that goes into the fact that I need to be ready for the season. And so why get my body ready? Why get everything ready? Well, because I want to be successful. So on my shirts, when I run, I always put the verse, "I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart." And I attribute that to Lisa, our leader here. And up to this point in that Psalm, Psalm 119, verse 32, the psalmist has talked about walking in the way of the Lord. And then all of a sudden, he picks up the pace and he says, "I will run." Why the change in speed? Why from walking to running? Well, the answer is that the faster we go, God enlarges our heart. So the faster we go, the more we walk, the faster we go, and the more that God enlarges our hearts. Speed is relative. Running as fast as we can is all that is required. So we just have to run as fast as we can. But the more we run, the faster we go. What slows us down? Well, life does. Fear, doubt, grief, sorrow, pain, illness, discouragement. The list goes on and on. While running, I usually can get into like a huge panic. And so many things come into my mind and eventually my heart. And then I'm thinking, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. Well, those are the moments that we tend to turn our eyes inward and we look at our training and what we did. But those are the moments that we need to dig deep, deep into our hearts. We have to revisit our training, quote unquote. My race is painful. All of our races are painful. There is no way around that. And there's miles and miles and miles ahead of us, and every single mile, the more miles that we run, the more miles we walk, the more miles we move forward, it's brutal. That pain is not wasted though. If our training, my training, is intentional and all in preparation for whatever that is, then I'm prepared and we should not waste our pain. I hope you're seeing the metaphor here. We must be zealous in chasing after God with our stamina and with our fortitude. We need to be trained. We need to be prepared. And not only in a physical race, but in our race with the Lord. We forget that God is very intentional, and any obstacle that He takes us through will certainly provide opportunities for victory. You know, you've all heard, no pain, no gain. Well, that's everything in life. If there's no pain, there's no gain in life, with families, with friends, with jobs, with children, with marriages. We need to run the course of His commandments, not ours, His. This is how we are strengthened when we have no strength. This is how our heart is enlarged so that we can better understand God's truth and serve Him with renewed determination. Those who know with full assurance that they are going to heaven continually press forward, and they press toward it, towards heaven, towards eternity. You heard that before from me. They press on toward the goal of heaven. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 say that. I do not count myself to have apprehended. That's what Paul says. But one thing he does do, he forgets those things that are behind. He used to press forward. He pressed forward to those things which are ahead. And so that's us. We press forward to those things that are ahead. We run our race. We run our race with everything we have in us. We need to dig deep and run our race, especially during this time of reflection, to just recalibrate and move forward. Therefore, let us look inside and let us always look to Jesus, the enlarger of our hearts. And we need to run after Him and after His word. Because you know what? As a runner, all I know is that forward is a pace. God bless you all. And may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you during this beautiful season that's approaching Resurrection Sunday.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?